We're doing Berchot Yudal Damudalef. We're up to Tosos at the top left. Yamim Shaychit Gomer Ben Talel. We have days when the individual concludes Halel. So Tosos says, Lavdavka Yachid. It doesn't mean necessarily the individual. El afilu tzibur kore yachid, kivan shein kol Yisrael biyachad. But here, when he says conclude the Halel, he means not only all of Israel reads all of the Halel together, but even individual congregations. That's what he calls individual. It means to the exclusion of all of Am Yisrael together, kmo shayu b'shkitat p'sachim yudal b'nisan, because the classical Halel was the Halel the Jewish people said when they left Egypt, what's called Halel Pischa, and the Jewish people would say together, so to speak, on the night of Pesach, when they'd slaughter their Paschal offering. So then you had all of Israel saying Halel. So when we're not talking about that Halel, we call Yachid Gomer Ben Talel, that an individual concludes Halel. Ve'lav davka gomer. Then Tosus goes on to the next word and says, it doesn't necessarily mean to conclude the Halel. De'vaday kamenan de'yamim she'en Yachid Gomer Talel en chovah lomro klal. Because undoubtedly the days when you don't finish the Halel, it's not obligatory at all to say Halel on those days. It's not like there are days where the individual finishes and then days where he has to say but doesn't have to finish. Because on the days where he doesn't finish the Halel, it's not obligatory to say it at all. Afilu bidiluk, even the way we skip on Rosh Chodesh, that's not obligatory. Dehachi mashma be'erichin. That's what would seem from the Talmud in Erichin. The Chashiv chafal if yom diachid gumer ben talel. The Talmud over there enumerates 21 days when the individual reads a complete Halel. Uparich Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim nami lema. So the Talmud asks, why don't we say Halel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Mashma de'bishalim intuvin kmo boshei chodeshim pshidele de'en lomal. Why doesn't the Talmud ask about Rosh Chodesh and the other holidays, the other days of Pesach when we don't finish the Halel? Why doesn't it ask about that? Obviously, to the Talmud, it seemed simple, it seemed obvious. They don't have to say Halel on Rosh Chodesh and any of these other days. Because the Talmud says there are 21 days where you have to finish Halel. Must be the other days you don't have to. So that's what Tosis is saying. Yes, we have a custom. Yes, we say Halel and we skip and all that. But you don't have to. So far, Tosus' opinion. Guys, we don't learn halacha from this. This is one opinion in halacha. V'gam midelo kamal ligmor b'rosh Hashanah v'yom kippurim. Da'az hava mashma d'bishalim min tovim k'mo b'rosh chodesh v'day en gomrim aval korin. The Talmud could have said, why don't I finish Halel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? The Talmud didn't say that. Talmud just said, why don't you just say Halel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So if it would have said, let me finish on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it would have indicated I have other days when I don't finish, which I also think should be enumerated. But now that the Talmud just asked, why don't I say Halel on these days? The indication is that on the other days, you don't even have to say Halel altogether. These are weak proofs. Meaning, these are supports to Tosus' position. You understand that all of Tosus' position is relatively weak because Tosus is going against the words of the Gemara. He's saying, not necessarily an individual, not necessarily ligmor. Okay, two words that the Gemara says, Tosus says, lav dafka. That's not necessarily what it means. But the great support for this opinion of Tosus is what he's about to quote now. V'chein mashma b'perg batal d'tanit. And that's what it would also seem like from the Talmud in Talnis. It tells us the following story. Rav ikra le'bavel. Rav came to Babylon. Rav was in Israel, and then he went to Babylon, and he got smicha from Rebbe to Paskin in Babylon. So when he came to Babylon, Chazanu davu kakaru b'Rosh Chodesh, he saw that they were reading Halel on Rosh Chodesh. Saval afsukinu. So Rav was standing there in shul thinking, hey, what are they doing? Reading Halel on Rosh Chodesh? Maybe I should stop them. Maybe I should tell them that's not what you're supposed to do. Peirush explains Tosis. Shaya sover shayu gomrinoto. Rav thought they're going to read a whole Halel. What's wrong with them on Rosh Chodesh? The Talmud then says, once Rav saw that they're skipping a chapter in Halel, Amar Rav said, what's reading Halel on Rosh Chodesh and skipping? Okay, if they're skipping, Shma Mina, what I could infer from here is, Minagavot Embidem, this must be some kind of custom they have out here in Babylon. Because where I come from, Israel, either you read a whole Halel or you don't read Halel. And on Rosh Chodesh, you don't read Halel. Oh, but here that they do read Halel, I see this must be some kind of custom they have, because I see they're not reading Halel the normal way. They're skipping chapters. Alma, so Tosa says, we see, the Amim de'en gomrim ben talel, en chovah lo'omro, must not be obligatory to say it.
You see where Rav came from, no one was saying it. Rav looked at them weirdly, he said, what's wrong with them? Why are they saying Hallel? So then why do we say Hallel? We see from this story, it's just a custom. It's a custom in Babylon they didn't yet have in Israel. The custom evolved, the custom became accepted, it's the custom of Israel, but it's a custom, it's not a rabbinic institution. So that's Tosus's first point here. So Rashi had a disciple named Rabbi Simcha from the city of Vitri, and he compiled a siddur which recounts a lot of halachos according to Rashi's opinion, and it's called the Machzor Vitri. We still have it today. So he says over there, Kevan sheino la minhag be'alma, being that Halel on Rosh Chodesh is only a low-level minhag, lo mevachinan alei. So we don't make a blessing on that. Like the Talmud says in Sukkah, "En mevachin al davar shu minhag." The Talmud over there says, we don't make a blessing over a minhag. And now we're entering a big sugya. Do you make blessings on minhagim or not? So Tosfos brings from the Machzor Vitri, no you don't. Don't make a blessing on Halel on Rosh Chodesh. Don't make a blessing on minhagim. Umihu me Rabbeinu Tam, along comes Rabbi Yaakov, Rashi's grandson, otherwise known as Rabbeinu Tam. Deino raya. He says, that's not a proof. Moving around an esrog, that you're not going to make a blessing over. Aval al mitzvah pshita demevachinan. But over a mitzvah, you do make a blessing. Dachazinan kol yom tov sheni hino la minhaga. Look, he says, why do we keep yom tov sheni in chutzlarts? Why do we keep second day of yom tov? We know which day is yom tov, but the Talmud says that that became a custom that the rabbi said, don't annul this custom. Well, if it's a custom, how come you're making blessings? You make Kiddush, it's not a Yom Tov, it's a minig to keep Yom Tov Sheini. Why do we do that? You see, you do make a blessing over a minig. We do make a blessing. And I'll tell you, says Tosis, over here also it seems that they made a blessing over this Halel. Why does the Talmud discuss having a pause in the Halel if you didn't make a blessing? What do I care if you pause in the middle? If there's no blessing, you're reading chapters of Tehillim? Okay, so you'll read one chapter. You need to make a break between Psukim. You make a break. What's the Talmud discussing stopping in the Halel? Must be there is a blessing going on here. I'll bring you another proof, that we do make a blessing over customs. From the whole story of Rav who came into Shul and saw them saying Halel and he said, what's going on here? And if they didn't make a blessing initially over this Halel, why didn't Rav realize it was a minig till they started skipping around? He should have realized right away there was no blessing on that Halel. So obviously, it's a minig. It must be they did make. Must be they made a blessing because you do make a blessing, and that's why I didn't realize till they skipped around. The next time we'll see about the blessing. Do you say likrot, ligmor? Because in Tosus's time they had a custom that when they finished Halel, they made a blessing ligmor et Halel. When they didn't finish Halel, they said likro et Halel. And some communities today might still have that custom. We today, we always say likro et Halel. But Tosus says, then why didn't he realize it when they made the blessing likro instead of ligmor et Halel? So that's Tosus's next question, and we'll see that Bezrat Hashem tomorrow.